we tried relaunching it in 2020, but everyone knows the reason why it didn't happen. But this year, we're going to try and have a post-COVID event. Now, really bring the town of Glossop together, offering some free musical attractions and some nice events to go on in Glossop. Starting it on the Friday night with a small beer festival and acoustic session. Then moving it on to the big main event where we've got things like George Formby tribute acts, we've got bands, we've got different things going on. We're going to be celebrating the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, celebrating what Glossop's heritage is, which is Victorian and the Edwardian sort of buildings and the mill industry, and we're going to get people dressed up. So it's going to be a fantastic weekend. It's really going to be bringing the community together and getting things going.
Is it over the bank holiday weekend?
It's the weekend that normally would be the bank holiday, but it's been shifted to the Thursday and Friday next week. We didn't want to clash with the bank holiday because we know a lot of people may be going, choosing to go away on them Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we decided to do it the weekend before because it would be nice to do it. And then it's pre-launch to the celebrations for the Platinum Jubilee for the Queen. So we're having the event first in Glossop, and then people can do the smaller events over that weekend.
Has it taken a lot of organisation?
Well, we've been planning it since about last year, but we've kicked in and started it now. But it's taken quite a bit of organisation. We've got a good committee together. Paul Hitchens, who's really, really good, and he's really keen to get things going. He's going around, he's getting the sponsorship and everything, so he's doing a really great job. But Eric Taylor, who runs the Glossop Business Centre above Costa Coffee, he's doing a great job helping us with all his contacts and his artwork and his website presenting. So he's doing a great job. And obviously, us guys at Roundtable are doing all the usual logistics. It's very similar to the bonfire, but obviously, no fireworks or bonfire, because that wouldn't go down well in Norfolk Square.
How much organisation has this taken?
It's going to take about 3 or 4 months to get it organised. I mean, I've just written some bids for the National Lottery, and I've sent something to the High Sheriff of Derbyshire, and I'm speaking to councillors to get the funding in, because at the end of the day, we're starting it from nothing, because we can't obviously use the funds from the bonfire. We've got to, they go out and are used in the community to get it going. So it's basically starting it from scratch to get the money together. So fingers crossed we can win the lottery for Glossop and have a fantastic event. Put on lots and lots of stuff for people. We've got some classic steam engines coming as well, which are going to be really good, and we're hoping to have shire horse rides where there's a cart and you can ride on this, and the shire horse will pull the cart around Glossop. And if we can get that funded, we can get that for free for people, which would be great.
That would be lovely. What else will we see?
There's a George Formby tribute act. We've got some female singers. We've got hopefully going to have some choirs. We're going to have some different sorts of bands. We've got a Helter Skelter come in, some gallopers, hopefully a big wheel. They're looking for some smaller modern fun day rides, which may go on the Bernard Street car park, or they may go across the road. They're not obviously part of it, but they're to give people variety, because obviously the classic rides are good, but some people want more variety. So they'll be away from the main event, but they will still be on offer for people, because that's what people also want in Glossop. They also want a fun fair as well, because they don't get a fun fair at all in Glossop. So if we can offer a small amount of that, that keeps people entertained. But it's about getting things free, getting as much local entertainment to keep people active. And there's even going to be like a shopping trail where we give out people like a list of things to go into local shops and find. So we're going to work with the shops to do that as well. And that'll help people shop local and hopefully get people to know what shops are in the Glossop area. Because a lot of people, even though they go down the high street, may not think to go in a shop. Whereas if we have this and competition for it, that means that then they can go in the shop and then hopefully they'll use it more.
It sounds like it's going to be a brilliant event. How long is it since it's taken place?
I thought it was about nearly 20 years ago, but you confirmed it on the paper, which is 2009. I thought it had finished a long time ago, but there may be lots of things have happened in my life. I've had 2 children since then and got married and bought another house. So years seem a lot longer than it is. But yeah, 2009. So it's, 13 years ago since it's last happened. So if we can recreate something half as good as what the other committee, the Gala Committee, used to do, then it would be a great tribute to them, and it's something that we can keep going. And hopefully we can actually make a profit on it and do what we do with the bonfire funds, where we give them out to local charities. But the main thing is to get the event going so it can be sustainable.